It's only 3.5 pages long, and it's much more of a conceptual outline than a fully formed plan. But the March 24th memo, authored by a policy analyst hired by the legislature, shows that at least some lawmakers are already considering alternatives to whatever proposal Peter Shumlin drops on their desks next year.
You know, I have always expected that there will be alternative provisions that are put on the table, and they will stand on their own merit. I think that the governor's responsibility is going to be to show that what he puts on the table makes the most sense.
House Speaker Shap Smith says he hasn't seen the document in question, but Smith says it doesn't surprise him that members of the House and Senate are looking at alternatives to the approximately $2 billion public financing plan Shumlin says is needed to replace the premium-based model in place now. The document was written by Ken Thorpe, who was hired in January to provide expert advice to members of the legislature. And it differs from the vision touted by Shumlin in two fundamental ways. It doesn't create a single universal insurance plan, and it doesn't rely on the multi-billion dollar tax structure Shumlin wants to use. Thorpe is working on other concepts. He didn't respond to requests for comment. Chittenden Senator Tim Ash is the Democratic Progressive Chairman of the Senate Committee on Finance. Ash says that since lawmakers passed legislation in 2011 that put the state on a path towards single payer, many elected officials have come to better understand the difficulties involved.
The legislature knew that there were multiple ways to achieve the goals and said, "Administration, you come up with the best mechanism to make sure we have all those goals met." It's 3 years later, and the administration has been working on it. They're finding that it's more challenging, perhaps, than they thought when we set out on this journey 3 years ago.
Ash says the baseline goals enshrined in the single-payer law, called Act 48, are that all Vermonters will have health insurance, that the health insurance will be comprehensive, and that it will be financed in a fair and equitable way. And Ash says there are multiple routes the legislature could take to achieve those goals.
But in the end, when the administration presents a plan, I think the conversation will be, is that the only way to deliver universal health care, decent benefits, affordable price, or are there other mechanisms? And what are the relative benefits and costs of taking these different approaches?
House Speaker Smith says the work being done by legislators now is part of a process to ensure the best possible health care reform plan for Vermonters next year.
I don't think that it's a bad thing to push the administration and the governor to put something on the table that will work better than what the alternatives are.
Thorpe's contract runs through the end of the legislative session. Smith says the legislature may decide to extend his contract through the off session as well. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.